Now, isn't he a pretty substantive and able fellow?
Oh, yes. Well, Eisenhower gave me my choice as a deputy, you see. And I picked him, and some people thought, well, here's a fellow that sings and plays the guitar, what do you pick him for? Well, of course, the fact of the matter was, I couldn't have had a better man, because he kept the votes all lined up, you know, everybody liked him. I couldn't be everywhere all at once. He was a damn good speaker. He could always sit in the chair for the United States and do a good job. And he was a tremendous success. And when I resigned to run for vice president in September 1960, Eisenhower promoted him to the number one job, and he carried on from then through until January and did fine.
Now, why in the hell don't we have him in government?
Well, I think you'd never regret it. You'd never regret it.
Why don't you call him this morning and tell him that, don't tell him about this specific thing, but just say that I was talking to you about some folks, and you commented that he had carried on for you, and I told you that I knew him quite well and favorably, and great friend of his father's and of his sister's, of him, and why in the hell wasn't he in government? You said, I'd like to ask you that question, and just tell him he better hold on to his pockets.
Well, I'm sure you could get him. He admires you, likes you. I think he voted for you.
Just give that little preliminary stuff, though. Just tell him to watch out, hold on to his hat.
Okay.
And that'll kind of condition him, and if he wants to back out, well, he can. But yeah, or if he's got some difficulty to keep him, he might be more inclined to tell you before I would get him involved. But just tell him that...
Well, he can't take anything that involves traveling, because his wife gets too damn nervous. But a thing that's in Washington, I think he could take and do very well.
Well, he could do this, except I'd have to get somebody else to go abroad, I guess, when they go to the conferences. But we could do that. Well, you tell him anyway, and I want to follow through on it. And I think of some more like that, and I'll keep this Barco fellow in mind and look him up. Where does he live?
Barco, well, his legal residence is in Virginia. He has an office here in Washington. He's a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
He's a very clean, honorable man.
How old a man is he?
Oh, he's about 46 or 7.
That's just right. That's what I want.
Yeah,
okay, that's...
But he's not a fellow of stature before the public.
Well.
But he's honorable and
Wadsworth would
intelligent.
Be. Wadsworth would be.
Wadsworth would be, yes. That's he would be.
Okay, that's what I want. Well, you get with Mac, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Mr. President.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.